My delegation earlier delivered a joint statement clearly demonstrating that there are different perspectives on drug control policies. We're disappointed at the lack of balance in the OHCHR's report and today's discussion, apart from undermining the integrity of the international drug control system anchored in three conventions, OHCHR's report ignores the immense damage and impact that illicit drugs have on societies, affecting the rights of many. The deliberate oversimplification and narrowing of the scope of the world drug problem as primarily a health and human rights issue ignores its criminal justice dimensions. Such framing deepens polarization on this issue and undermines the search for comprehensive solutions. It neither reflects a diverse context of the world drug problems requiring tailored responses from states, nor acknowledges positive examples that appear tough, but are thoroughly grounded in evidence-based approaches improving the situation. Singapore's position is clear. Drug-related issues are best addressed by specialized organs with relevant expertise like CND, INCB, and UNODC. We reject the recommendations of this one-sided report, which are unilaterally developed and shaped by an opaque and exclusive mini-stakeholder group of states, civil society, and OHCHR, known as the Brandenburg Forum. We would remind the OHCHR and delegations that the resolution mandating this report and discussion called for full respect for state sovereignty and the principle of non-intervention in states' internal affairs. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr.